You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotional podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 and 15. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servant and delivered his goods to them. And to one, he gave 5 talents, to another, 2, and to another, 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Today, I felt led to talk to us about our family, our extended family, which also include our nuclear family. Now, there's something that usually happens at our family level that as God's children, we must be very careful. You know, sometimes when somebody has money in a family, issues that bothers with money, it is this person that they will be calling upon all the time. A time may come, the person may begin to feel like, is it only me? What about others? You know, I told somebody, should God change the position? Should he make you to be poor like others and then make them rich so that they can be the only one doing things? You must appreciate that everybody is differently gifted. And sometimes the contribution of other people that you take for granted, that you trivialize, that you think is nothing, is actually very great. It was Jesus who gave some 5 talents, another 2, and another 1. The one that has 5 should not look down on the one that has 1 as if that one does not know how to do things. It was Jesus who determined it. Be very careful so that you don't sin against the Lord. You know, in our family, in our extended family, there is this uncle of mine. Anything financial, you will not see him there. But there is nowhere the family is doing a program, he will be there. Faithfully, you can be rest assured if you want to see him. Any family function in any state of the country, he will come there. He may not give you a dime, but he is going to show up there. For anybody, he was at my wedding. He was at my brother's wedding. That's, is it 1989 or 1992? And my own wedding was 2016. Look at the gap. He was there. Everything, everywhere, everything we've been doing, he will always show up. You see, it is, if we don't appreciate this uncle, it is when he's gone that we will name them miss him. Do you know there are people in the family that they don't have anything, but you will always see them arranging chairs. Any occasion, they always know how to arrange chairs, put the table in order. Sometimes you take it for granted. You feel you have spent millions. This person contributed nothing. Who is this person? That person means something. You see, there was one day I was watching this animal documentary, this Pride of Lion, headed by one very huge and strong male, Lion King. The lionesses, they are the ones that were hunting. Once they hunt down this big buffalo, the Lion King would then come and stop all of them from eating. He will now be the first one to eat. He will eat all the delicious part, like the liver, the heart. When he is done, that's when those who even labored to kill that animal will eat. And you know, in my own human sense, I was feeling that this is injustice. I was looking at it, like, how can a husband be doing like this to his wife? So I just kept watching. And the male lion kept doing that consistently. Until one day, some rogue lions came to take over the pride. And the male lion went and defended it and fought with all his life. He was wounded, but he succeeded in chasing away the rogue lions. And now realize that if they had overpowered him, those lionesses, they will not be able to raise their cub because they will be instantly killed. All their little cubs will be instantly killed by the new male that takes over the pride. So that was when suddenly I now saw the role of this male lion. And when he roars, he sends a message out to any male around that, I am here, this is my territory, don't come there. The lionesses cannot roar like that. So you say you must appreciate everybody's role. Don't feel that, oh, I have money, I'm the only one. It's a lie. There are things that people are doing that you can't do. You have money, but it is somebody that is cleaning your parent. Can you come and be cleaning your parent? But you look down the person cleaning them in their old age. You look down those who are taking care of them. You feel that, but you have money. What money do you have? Please recognize the grace of God in everybody's life. Some of the people that you think that, this person doesn't have anything. I'm telling you, their contribution matters. I know people that every occasion, every church service, they'll bring out their camera. They will always take pictures. You know, some days when pictures became necessary, we had a man like that. Personally, he would just be taking pictures. Since the church started, when pictures became needful and we wanted history, everybody resorted back to him. This man wasn't, in fact, when you talk of riches, he wasn't close to it at all. He's somebody you can look down on in the church. But he was doing this faithfully. But one day, that work became important. Don't underestimate the various giftings in your family. Stop feeling like you are doing everything. Other people, what they are doing is equally very, very important. Don't think that just sweeping, what is there in sweeping, what is there in getting water is very important. Appreciate everybody and be grateful to God for where he has placed you and what he has given to you. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach out to us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.